Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Good morning and thank you for listening. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus, the Morning KLH. Time to chat with the host of the Midday Show, Dave Coombs, who takes over when we're done at 10. Brought to you by Belinsky Homes, built for your life. Visit Belinsky.com. All right, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a piercing?
Yes, I did actually. It's funny. Now, go ahead, Doreen.
In your ear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
thank
double
you.
Checking.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
If it were somewhere else, I wouldn't admit it.
All right.
And you know the guy. I went with my first radio partner, Brother Weeze.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the air back in 1984 when we were first getting started. Neither of us had really done radio. And we're like, hey, let's get a piercing. I'm like, All right, let's do that. You know? So he and I together went and got pierced our ears together.
Hmm.
And I think mine lasted... You know, because you're supposed to leave it in for a while, right?
Yeah, 6 weeks or so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it out and you can clean it at that point.
Yeah, you can clean it while it's in.
Yep. And then if you leave it out for too long, then it kind of grows back together.
It'll close.
Mine grew back together. 6 weeks was enough for
that
me
was it?
For a piercing. It was like, yeah, I think, yeah.
And no. The reason I bring it up is we had the story of Harrison Ford talking about Jimmy Buffett saying that he went out... But Jimmy Buffett and Ed Bradley, who both had their... Ed Bradley, formerly, of course, the late reporter from 60 Minutes, they both had their ear pierced. And mm-hmm. he said that Jimmy Buffett was so cool, he went out and got his ear pierced right afterwards.
Yeah. And I wonder, does Harrison Ford still have his inner...
Oh, yeah, I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I think mm-hmm. I've seen it recently.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
I think he does.
I've seen pictures.
Now, have you ever done it?
No.
Marcus?
No, I get queasy like that.
No piercings.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Several.
Several?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to know.
Yeah. In my ears.
Okay. I'm just checking.
My navel was pierced when I was younger.
Okay.
That I let close.
Did you, I don't know if you have a take on this. Did you hear the story we had today about Tom Cruise that he buys Dakota Fanning a birthday gift every single year? He's done it since she was 11 years old. He bought her first Razor phone because they were starring in a movie together.
Right.
And every year on her birthday, she gets a present from Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and I heard you said, or you thought it was creepy, and then you agreed.
Yeah,
I do think it could be creepy.
Depending on what it is, I think it could be creepy. Well,
and the context.
Yeah, well, and I think it's who it is. Like, Tom Cruise is creepy to begin with to me. Like, if it was Harrison Ford, I'm like, good old Uncle Harrison Ford is giving me a...
I don't know about that. It involves a girl and a gift every year.
There's just something that feels really weird about it.
Wrong.
Speaking of Dakota Fanning, by the way, I just finished... a whole series called Ripley on Netflix.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
You remember The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
With Matt Damon. So this is like a whole series, and it's expanded based on the novel.
Wow.
And it's all in black and white. Great.
This is what Jim Gaffigan talks about. There are so many choices that I feel overwhelmed. Like
I do, too.
Every day of my life, somebody's telling me about a really good series that I should be watching.
And then I just watch another Dateline episode or
Like I watch
comedian.
Keith Morrison again.
Yeah.
And then you go, I think I watched this one already.
Yeah.
All right, you ready you got a Coombs quiz for us?
I do.
All right, a little Coombs quiz. Here we go.
It's time for a Coombs quiz with Dave Coombs, featuring stuff that Dave finds interesting.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Dave is here.
Hey, man, Dave Coombs is here, man.
Hey, far out.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Now, today's Coombs quiz.
All right. Well, I hope it lives up to the billing there, because the more I hear these intros, the more I'm like, I don't think.
Well, there's only stuff you're interested in, so.
I know, right? So this one stems from the fact that I'm going to interview Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Okay.
Lead singer, Collective Soul.
They're going to be here, I think, twice in Wisconsin in August. And what I want to do is play him a clip of his drummer, Johnny Rabb, who I interviewed a couple of years ago and who I thought had a dead ringer sound-alike. So I've got a couple of clips of that interview with me and Johnny Rabb. See if you guys think the same thing about Johnny Rabb's celebrity sound-alike. Here's clip one.
Okay, here we go.
I'm doing good. Thank you, buddy.
Good. Where are you right now?
I think that we're in New Hampshire up here.
You guys that spend all your time on the road, you sometimes don't know where you are.
Most all the time, I don't know where I am. Even when I'm off the road.
All right.
Wow.
Yes, no, yeah, no?
No.
It's a little Jeff Foxworthy-ish, but...
To me,
really.
Sounds like, because we've interviewed him, John Mellencamp.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Those aren't bad. I don't think it's the one, though. And okay. So here's clip two. Now, this is where I actually told him who I think he sounds like, and he said this.
Okay.
You know what? I have heard that when he was going through some of his crazy moments. I had some people being all, would you do my answer machine for me?
Yep.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it.
Yep. Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. When
yes.
Yep.
Dead ringer for Charlie Sheen.
Right? I hear it. Yeah.
Yep. You know, your voice reminds me of Charlie Sheen's voice. Has anybody?
You know what? I have heard that when he was going through some of his crazy moments. I had some people being all, would you do my answering machine for me? You know, all that stuff.
Well, could you just say the word winning?
Oh, yeah. Winning.
Winning.
Tiger blood. Yeah.
Tiger blood and, you know, Adonis DNA.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
And he loved that, by the way. So I'm going to play that clip for Ed Roland and see what he thinks.
All right, yeah. Dave Coombs.